And Jim, if material has fallen into the trench, you might want to scoop it out again.
No, I don't think any has. Something they need.
I should stand out of it. Don't get too far down in that crater. Yeah. I just scoop out the bottom and this side a little bit, Jim. About the bottom? So, yeah, dig a little deeper. I think you can probably get the thing deeper and... You want me to hit bedrock, I know. Yeah. Okay, I can't see in the bottom of it, but go ahead, digger. Have a scoop load. I think the wall collapsed on you.
Jim, did you get an after picture then?
Get it for me. I got it. I'll get it, Joe.
Okay, Davey.
Okay, it's in. Okay. I'll take the scoop. Okay. Now, if you'll move out of the way, I'll see if I can get in there to take the picture.
And Dave, while you're taking that picture, we'll be asking for a core tube after that. We want you to use an upper core because we only have one lower in the bag right now.
Very well, Joe. We'll get your core right here.
Roger, core
one,
using an upper.
Core, upper core.
Now, it's unfortunate, Dave, that we didn't take that down to the lower rim where the white was exposed.
So
I don't see the white.
Yeah, I didn't either. Maybe we ought to go back down there and do that.
Yeah, it seemed like we'd save the core for some place where there was definite layering.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think there's... Yeah.
Jim, we've got the double left. Do you suppose you could drive the single core down where it's white?
Yeah, sure, yeah, I could. Let's go do that. Yeah, let's go take advantage of what we know down there on the albedo. Thank you.
probably just about out of film. Why don't you check with my mag?
Yeah, 180.
Okay, Joe, you're suggesting using an upper here?
That's a firm, Jim, an upper.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it, Dave.
Okay.
Don't think you'll need your hammer, but I'll get it anyway. Down, I get up on the uphill side here. That's a good idea.
Might even be a great core.
Never know. Put that in my bag. Don't step backwards. I hear you talking. Okay, Joe, I'd suggest that we drive on down to that white crater and take the 500s from there. And I could do 500s while Jim's taking a pan. How's that sound?
Okay, it's in, Dave.
Okay, Dave, that sounds like a good idea. We'd like a frame count from you before you leave. And, Jim, you may be coming up on a mag change, depending upon your frame count.
Yeah, mine's 180.
Roger. Better change it.
I wish you'd packed the slope a little better, Dave. Yeah, we'll get to do that next time. But look at the rover tracks. I'm going to take some pictures of the rover tracks here in our boot prints both. Look at the difference. That old rover is light. It does a lot better than we do.
Yeah, it sure does.
Much better.
Oh.
A little something for soil mechanics. Sounds great. And we'd like for you to put several scoops of the soil in bag number 6 on the hand tool carrier when you get back to the rover.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim. Yeah, that's a great picture, but don't fall down. That'd be a better picture. Well, you know, the surface here is harder than it was over at near the crater. At least you'll get a comparison. Boy, those chevrons do a good job of compacting this soil.
Work up the rover from now on.
Yeah, well, you gotta go up sometime.
good one scoops some soil into bag six, huh? That's the one on the back of the pallet, must be.
Yeah, but that's... Why don't we put them in a sample bag, Joe? Why?
Yeah.
I'll get you a sample bag.
Yeah.
Fix yourself, Dave. That sounds good. And troops, before we leave this area, we want you to brush the LCRU and the TV camera lens. So we're running quite hot on the LCRU and think there must be a lot of dirt on it.
Okay, there is, Joe. It accumulates fairly rapidly. Once you get the downside, and we'll just scoop right here.
And Dave and Jim are after a large volume here, so shovel it in.
All right, bag number 167. Beginning to shovel large volume. I was saving myself for hard bite. Maybe if you go uphill, Jim, you stand uphill.
Yeah, me too, but
okay,
that's difficult to get a full.
This is fine.